بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, all of us are experiencing the passing of time very rapidly. Minutes or seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years. Time is moving very, very rapidly. We are already, alhamdulillah, in the Mubarak month of Muharram, 1443 Hijri. This is the Islamic year, Islamic date. This month of Muharram is a very sacred month. We'll hear more talks in Muharram in the days that will come, inshallah. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is regarded as Shahrullah, the month of Allah. So it is a very sacred month. And we know these fasting on the day of Ashura. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us to keep roza on the day of Ashura, whoever fasts on the 10th of Muharram. Then all his past years minus sins all forgiven. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned to the Sahaba, لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ لَأَسُومَنَّ التَّاسِعَ. In opposing the Yahud, Rasulullah said that if I'm alive the following year, then I will keep on the 9th as well. So one could keep on the 9th and the 10th, or you can keep on the 10th and the 11th. So there are two fasts that you could keep in the month of, or this 9th and 10th, for the Ashura fast. And this is the virtue for the 10th of Muharram. Whoever fasts, then all his past year minor sins are all forgiven. The whole incident of the Islamic calendar, we have mentioned previously on many occasions, but just a few important points for our islah, that Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een were sent, dispatched by Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala in his era, in his time, when he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, to different parts of the world. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala received a letter from Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala regarding some matter. And then another letter after that regarding the same thing. But from that he could not discern which was a cancellation or which letter came, was written first by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and which one was written second, because those times there was no email like how we have and WhatsApp and telephone calls or fax or whatever it was. They would send it via a person and he would travel the distance and reach. So perhaps somebody, he wrote a second letter and that person reached before the first person. So there was some type of confusion. Hence he asked Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala Amir al-Mu'mineen, why don't you fix a date? Umar radiallahu ta'ala said it's a very good idea. He made mashura with Sahaba, and the end they decided that this very sacred and important event in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba was that of Hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself made Hijrah in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. But the command to leave Makkah and now go to Medina, because the Muslims were persecuted in Makkah. We know the miserable conditions they had to go through. They were persecuted, tormented, trials and tribulations by the mushrikeen against the Muslims. So all this frustrated them terribly until Allah gave the hukam that now you leave Makkah and you go to Medina. So Rasulullah told the Sahaba to now leave Makkah and start proceeding towards Medina. So Hijrat began in the month of Muharram. Sahaba started leaving in the month of Muharram, and therefore Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu liked the suggestion that let's make the Islamic calendar begin from Muharram. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in made great sacrifice. Imagine leaving your hometown, the town in which you were born, leaving all your belongings, your homes, your properties, your wealth, everything, and This is the clothes that you have, the bare necessities, and now you are traveling to a foreign land. Rasulullah himself, when he left, he turned towards Makkah. Oh Makkah, I love you dearly. Had it not been for the people in Makkah who are pushing me out and chasing me away and banishing me, I would not have left you. Nonetheless, this hijrah that the Sahaba made was a very important event in Islamic history. And that is why we see the Islamic calendar beginning from Muharram. For you and I, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-muhajiru man hajara al-khataya wa-dhunub. Another riwayat, al-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. A true muhajir, one who leaves his hometown, he leaves all his things, and now he goes and settles down, he migrates, and he goes to another place. A true muhajir is that person who migrates from sins. He migrates from those things that Allah has made haram. And this hijrat is a continuous hijrat for all of us. A person can make hijrat, he leaves his hometown, settles down some other part of the world, but he is committing sins and he is doing evil. That is not called hijrat. In fact, the hijrat that the Sahaba made came to an end when Fateh Makkah took place. When Fateh Makkah took place, there was no question of now making hijrat from Darul, because now Makkah became Darul Islam itself. So there was no need for making this hijrat. Therefore, Rasul said, La hijrata ba'd al-fath. Now there is no hijrat. So there is no hijrat in this sense that this command of leaving Makkah to go to Medina, that doesn't apply now to us. However, this does apply that we should leave all sins, big and small, major, minor, and all those things that Allah has made haram upon us. So all those evil habits that are tempting us all the time, seducing us, prompting us towards doing, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the hijrat that we all have to do every moment of our life. Leave that evil habit that we have, whether it is drugs, whether it is woman, whether it is a cell phone, whether it is cheating, gossiping, lying, anger, pride, jealousy, malice, carrying tales, causing friction in the and disunity in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not paying our debts, not paying the people their due, not giving the workers their dues, sorting out the inheritance and not giving people their shares, their heirs, their shares, cheating, deceiving, lying, all these bad habits, we all have to make hijrat from, abandoning, and move towards purity, pure towards taqwa, towards true iman, towards true yaqeen, towards amal salihah. This is the hijrat that we all have to do. People make resolutions. In Islam, they don't need to make a New Year's resolution. Every day of our life, we make this resolution, oh my Allah, I am going to obey you. And I'm going to obey you totally. Complete submission, which we learn in Qurbani. We learn in Eid al-Adha. Allah, I'm going to submit to you. We will make mistakes, and therefore the door of tawbah is open. We will make slips, therefore we make istighfar, we turn to Allah. Rujoo ila Allah. Collective rujoo ila Allah. All of us have to keep on making this resolution every single day of our life, that bas, I had enough. This filthy life of evil and haram, committing zina, casting lustful glances at women, the filth that I'm seeing on the mobile, or the computer, or the internet, whatever it is. Wallah, I'm tired of this life. It is making me feel miserable. And now I need a pure life. So let us make that hijrat from that filthy life to a pure life. And that is the effort of tazkiyah, purifying our heart, cleansing our hearts, making dhikrullah, which is the polish of the heart, making sincere tawbah, making sincere istighfar, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat, asking Allah to guide us. Allah, it is only you who can make our tazkiyah. You are the only one who gives our souls its taqwa, its true taqwa. You are the only one who can purify our souls. Allah, we are asking you to purify us. We are asking you to enable us to become true muhajireen, true immigrants who leave evil and go towards good. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is Durush.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Allah
Allah, 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم ربي خير وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله ما لغناكم معا فرما ما لخطاكم معا فرما يا الله كيوث بركتنا وطعم ما يا الله يا الله make us true ذاكرين شاكرين ما يا الله Ya Allah, lighten up our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a nafs mutma'innah, my Allah. Give us a ta'alluq with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the genuine ta'alluq with you, my Allah. Make us become loyal servants to you, my Allah. Make us become obedient. Make us become farma bardar banda. Ya Allah, don't make us make you nafarmani. Ya Allah, don't make us disobey you, my Allah. Don't make us displease you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't turn away your nigah of rahmat from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Give us a kamil iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hain. We are just failing miserably, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, you help us. You hold us by our hands and guide us, my Allah. Put us onto Sirat-e Mustaqim, my Allah. Allah, make us take the straight path, my Allah. Don't make us take any deviated paths, my Allah. Allah, make us become beacons of Hidayat. Make us Hadeen, Mahdiyeen. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Don't make us lead others astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah, my Allah, of every single sin that we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making hijrat from all those things that we have done which are displeasing to you, my Allah. All that vice and evil and sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are abandoning those things, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us towards good deeds and good amal, my Allah. Towards amal e saliha. Towards your happiness, your pleasure, my Allah. Your raza mandi, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Ya Allah, all those who are sick, my Allah. So many every day, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are getting messages and calls from so many people, Ya Allah, whose family members are sick. Some are critically ill, my Allah. Some in hospital, some at home, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, we beg you, my Allah. We beseech you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning only to you, my Allah. Grant each one of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. And all the marhumin, Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Those who have become yateem, Ya Allah, you take care of them, my Allah. Those who have become widows, you take care, my Allah. You take care of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of looking after the young and the old and the needy, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good things, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beneficial people to mankind, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of bala, afat, musibat, zillat, my Allah. Protect us from all type of deadly diseases. Allah, protect us from all bimari, my Allah. Zahiri and batini, my Allah. Allah, this pandemic, Ya Allah. Only you know, my Allah, what is the reality of it, my Allah. You are the only controller of it, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can make you ajiz, my Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the globe people are suffering, my Allah. Allah, you remove this bala completely now, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can question you, my Allah.
Allah, you just say, kun fayakun. Be and it becomes, by Allah. Help us, forgive us, by Allah. We have learned lessons, by Allah. Allah, we have learned lessons, by Allah. Allah, we know we were ungrateful, by Allah. Make us grateful servants, by Allah. Allah, make us grateful servants, by Allah. Allah, a new year has come, by Allah. Allah, years are going past. Allah, months are going past. Weeks, ya Allah. Days and hours and minutes and seconds, by Allah. We are coming closer and closer to Qiyamah, by Allah. Allah, we are getting closer and closer to our mort, by Allah. Help us, guide us, give us that understanding, realization that we have to now leave this world and we will be meeting you, my Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Make us do such good deeds, especially before we leave this world, my Allah. That you accept it, my Allah. You must be happy, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. It must become a means of our najat and salvation in the year after, my Allah. Allah, Allah, we are pining to go haramin sharifin, my Allah. Allah, you create the asbab, my Allah. Without any effort from our side, without any difficulty, open your doors, my Allah. Allah, open your doors, my Allah. Allah, how we are missing standing before the Rosa Mubarak, my Allah. Standing before the Hatim and Multazam, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, don't deprive us now, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, it is because of our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, you punished us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those people, ya Allah, who are having problems in their businesses, my Allah. Give them barakat in their businesses. Give all of us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us plentiful, my Allah. Fulfill all our hadat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers, our sisters, ya Allah, our elders, ya Allah, our young ones, ya Allah, our youth, my Allah. So many of marriageable age, my Allah, find them suitable partners, my Allah. So many have got into some sin, my Allah, some evil habit like drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide them, remove them from the difficulty, my Allah. Whatever parishani we have, remove our parishani. Whatever hajat we have need. Tonight, my Allah, we have raised our hands only to you. Fulfill all our hajat needs. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allah, give us a Muti al-Madina Sharif. Baril al-Jannat al-Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, for us it seems impossible, my Allah. But for you, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You create the means, ya Allah. Give us mawt in Madinah Sharif. Buried in Jannat al-Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Quran water from his Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Ya Allah, we are seeing so many great ulama passing away, my Allah. So many great ulama have passed away in our country and throughout the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are such big vacuums now. Ya Allah, we cannot replace them, my Allah. Ya Allah, the hadith of Rasulullah is so true that you will remove ilm by taking away ulama. Ya Allah, help us to make qadr of them, my Allah. Protect our madaris, our makatib, ya Allah. Our hifz classes, our darul ulooms, our masajid, my Allah. Our khankas, our marakis, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our jamaats that are striving in your path, my Allah. Every single person, whatever good work he is doing of deen, Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Give him more and more taraqqi of being even more. Allah, make it be easy for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be united, my Allah. Make us become such that we become a means of hidayah for the billions of people who have not seen Islam as yet, my Allah. They have not seen the truth of Islam, my Allah. Allah, make them accept Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, in droves, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. وجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا الله حاضرين غائبين سكت وقبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.